Teresita Castillo de Diego, a 10-year-old from Madrid, was pursuing a big dream, to become a missionary. She joined the father on March the 7th, devastated by a brain tumor discovered several years ago.
Ser misionera es para llevar a la gente al cielo.
Teresita Castillo de Diego was born in Russia on August 11, 2010, the feast of St. Clare of Assisi. In April of 2014, at 3.5 years old, she came to Spain with her new parents, Eduardo Castillo and Teresa de Diego, who had adopted her due to the fact that the couple could not have any children. It was at the age of 4 that Teresita received the gift of baptism in the parish of Nuestra Señora de los Arroyos on August 2nd, 2014, the Feast of Our Lady of the Angels. Her parents gave her the name of Maria because they considered the child to be a gift from Mary, whom they had been praying to. Her baptism will be the beginning of a short but fruitful earthly life united with the Virgin Mary and Jesus. Teresita has always been a very happy, affectionate, friendly girl, very sociable and attentive to others. She gave herself intensely to everything, living it with great passion. She loved to tell everyone funny jokes. She made anyone feel important and unique in the world. She always greeted the people she met, the police, the postman, the children she met in the park, the people she saw passing by from her house. She had a particular sensitivity for the poor, with whom she stopped to talk, hugged them, and became friends with them. She lived happy and carefree, attentive to loving and making everyone happy. Her friendliness, her attention and concern for everyone, her naive spontaneity, and her radiant joy made everyone feel delighted and happy with her. In November of 2015, Teresita began feeling dizzy and kept losing her balance. She was then taken to the pediatrician for tests, where it was revealed that the little one had a large tumor in her head. In January of 2016, the little one underwent surgery, followed by chemotherapy for 18 months. It seemed that most of the tumor was gone, but by the end of 2018, it seems that the tumor by now had grown even larger. In her naivety as a child, she lived a profound Eucharistic experience. She went to Mass every day with her mother and eagerly desired and prepared herself to receive her first communion. On May the 18th, 2019, at the age of 8, Teresita with great joy received her first communion. She wrote of this special day in one of her notebooks, "I felt that God loved me and that He invited me to heaven. This is what I felt when I received my first Holy Communion." A month later, Teresita had to undergo surgery for the removal of the tumor. But just when it seemed that things were getting better, Teresita suffered from a hematoma after she was hit in the head with a ball at school. Teresita is back in the hospital. There were multiple surgeries to be done, and after one of her surgeries, Teresita had told her father of a dream she had, where she talked to Jesus, who told her that everything will be okay. Later, she told her father of another dream she had, where she saw herself in heaven. Teresita felt inspired to become a missionary after watching a cartoon film of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, and she wanted to build a hospital for children. When she told it to the vicar of the diocese, he was very impressed with her, that he immediately presented her with a certificate and a missionary cross. When asked about what being a missionary meant, she recorded this message.
Ser misionera es para llevar a la gente al cielo. Y quiero llevar a los demás con Jesús para que vayan al cielo felices para siempre, siempre.
The girl suffered the pain with great fortitude. She looked like someone crucified. She took communion every day and prayed with a priest. For Teresita's parents, seeing their daughter suffer from the illness made everything feel like martyrdom, and every time she entered the ICU room, it was like entering Calvary. The girl could no longer speak, but she had offered up all of these sufferings for priests and children, that they may come to know and love Jesus. Teresita was very in love with Jesus. She told her own grandmother that before loving her, she had to love Jesus more. In the midst of the strongest pain, she said almost without a voice, "Sacred Heart of Jesus, I trust in you." One day, Teresita had asked the mother why she was in so much pain. Her mother explained to her that it was because she was a good friend of Jesus and that she was allowed to participate in his cross. She understood this perfectly. She suffered a lot. But she left her parents very affectionate audio messages, reminding them that she was doing very well, so as to not worry her parents. She also sent very loving messages to her aunt. She was looking out for everyone. Teresita did not like to suffer at all. She wanted to heal and enjoy the love of those around her and her own life. But she understood that suffering, illness, and evil are a part of life. Knowing about the children of Fatima helped her a lot to see sacrifices and sufferings in a different way and to offer them like the shepherd children for the salvation of those who do not know the love of Jesus. The girl had several dreams about heaven. She told her mother that in the first dream, she found herself very well and that she had seen her grandfather. Sometime in January, she had another dream where she found herself in heaven and again saw her grandfather. But this time she had asked God if she could see Carlo Acutis. And when asked if she did see Blessed Carlo, the girl responded with a yes. Teresita Castillo de Diego died on March the 7th, 2021, the feast of her patron saint, Saint Perpetua. She had offered her sufferings for the priests and so that many children would know Jesus and go to heaven happily ever after, always. Teresita Castillo de Diego, ruega por nosotros.
I've found my fortress.